praise be Jesus and Mary. St. John the Apostle tells us that we fight the spiritual battle on three fronts, against the devil, the world, and the flesh. Now, St. Peter tells us how we ought to handle the attacks of the devil, who is prowling about like a roaring lion. He says to resist him solid in your faith. And so it is our faith which helps us to overcome the attacks of the devil. But here we read in St. John's letter, today's epistle, that it is also faith which helps us overcome the world. St. John says, "Dearly beloved, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory which overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" And so St. John is saying it is our faith, of course, a living faith, a working faith, a faith that works through charity, a faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, which overcomes the world and its temptations, its pleasure, that weight, that pressure of sin that it brings upon us. There's outside the cathedral in New York, I believe it was a Rockefeller who built the statue of Hercules holding up the world on his shoulders, you know, the famous statue. And he built that as really a mockery of the faith, saying that man does not need God, that he's doing just fine as on his own, and that by our own strength we can run the world. And Venerable Fulton Sheen turned the tide one time when, with the doors open, you could look out the cathedral and see the statue, and he said, "Behold man without faith. He has the weight of the world on his shoulders." And now just compare that statue of Hercules with a very common image of Saint Francis, the image where Saint Francis is looking up at our Lord at the cross and embracing him on the cross. And notice where his foot is. His foot is on top of the world. Saint Francis, with a living faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, overcomes the world. And so who do we want to follow? Do we want to follow Hercules and the pagans and the unbelievers and try to make it on our own without God in this world and really feel the weight of the world on our shoulders? Or do we want to follow the saints who had faith in Jesus Christ and by having a living faith overcome the world? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.